Have you been practicing standing on your dirt bike while riding, but aren't quite sure if you're doing it right? Well, I want to give you some basic signs and symptoms that you're doing it right and if you're doing it wrong, which means that you can correct it so you have more comfort and confidence if you're trail riding. Sign number one that you're using bad riding technique while standing is if your arms or your legs feel cramped on the bike. This is a little more common if you're a taller rider, like 6 foot or taller, and if you're standing up and you feel like you have to change your body position because either your hands and wrists or your legs feel cramped. This is a really common sign that you're not using proper body position. Because I know that even when I'm riding a really small bike, like a 110 pit bike or a 125 that I'm too big for, when I'm using proper body position, I can comfortably ride the bike while standing without my arms and legs cramping up. Bad sign number two is when it's hard to manage the throttle while trail riding. This is when you're standing on the foot pegs and you're trying to control the throttle, but it's really jerky while standing. Especially when you're turning or on just tight trails. This makes it really intimidating because the bike wants to jump out from underneath you, and your arms and hands get exhausted quickly. So this forces you to either slow down or sit down or both because the throttle is hard to control, especially if you're on a powerful dirt bike. Well, that's a really good sign that you're not using proper standing position. Bad sign number three is when the shifting is awkward. Maybe it's easy to shift gears up or down when you're sitting, but once you stand, you feel like you need to look down at your toes to see what you're doing, the shift lever is to be able to use it, and this causes you to lose focus on the trail. And it just makes it less enjoyable to ride because it just feels awkward trying to shift while standing. That's a common sign that you're not using good standing technique. Bad sign number four is when you're trail riding on a kind of rough or whooped out trail and it feels like you're doing squats over every single bump. So you're just constantly bending your knees and your legs and back are getting super sore within just a few minutes. Well, that's a good sign that your standing position might be close, but it still can be improved so that you use less energy and have more control on the trails. And if you're a trail rider that wants to have more confidence, you can grab my Master Your Confidence Trail Riding Handbook at motocrosshideout.com/confidence or the link in the description below. Now let's talk about symptoms that you have good standing technique. Number one is you're able to relax your arms and your hands while trail riding. This is the opposite of death gripping the bars. It doesn't matter if you're accelerating really hard, if you're braking really hard, or if you're going up or down a hill, you're able to relax because you're using proper body position. And when you can relax your arms and hands, not only are you able to ride a lot longer because they're not getting fatigued, but you have more control over the bike because if your bike does start to slide out or get sideways, you can grab on hard and kind of manhandle the bike. But if you're doing that 100% of the time, then this needs to be corrected. But if you're able to relax, that's a good sign that you're using good standing technique. Good sign number two is you're able to have smooth clutch, throttle, and braking technique. Instead of being really jerky with the clutch and throttle, you're able to be very smooth and apply good throttle, have good traction, and efficiently using the brakes without stabbing at them and locking up the brakes. When you're smooth, this allows you to be more in control and ride faster, which means you're using good standing technique. Good sign number three is shifting is easy whether you're sitting or standing. If you're standing in the right position and using your body properly, you'll be able to shift without even thinking it. It'll be one fluid motion and it'll be really easy to shift up or down gears while trail riding. Good sign number four is after a long trail ride, your body is equally sore from your head to your toes. And it may not be perfect, but your hands and arms should be about equally exhausted as your back and legs. And that means that you're using your body efficiently and properly with good technique. Because if your hands or your legs or one specific area of body was way more exhausted or cramped up than the rest of your body, that means you weren't using good technique while riding. And if you want to learn how to properly position your body while standing on the trails, you should check out this video right here so that you use less energy, you ride safer, and you ride with more confidence.